Oh, God, we bless your name this morning, for you are better than good. Oh, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, oh, my soul, hallelujah, I thank God for saving me. Oh, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, oh, my soul cries out, hallelujah, I thank God for saving me. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, oh, my soul cries out, thank you, Jesus. I praise God for saving me. Jesus is mine, oh, mine. Jesus is mine, mine, mine. Everywhere I go, everywhere I be, Jesus is mine. I'm singing, Jesus is mine, oh, mine. Jesus is mine, oh, mine. Everywhere I go and everywhere I be, Jesus is mine. In trouble, Jesus is mine, oh, mine. In trouble, Jesus is mine, oh, mine. Everywhere I go and everywhere I be, Jesus is mine. In sickness, Jesus is mine, oh, mine. Jesus is mine, oh, mine. Everywhere I go and everywhere I be, Jesus is mine. Thank you for saving me, Lord. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Thank you, God. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Oh, call him up. Call him up and tell him what you want. Oh, call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. Oh, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Yeah, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Just call him up and tell him what you want. Thank you, God. If you want your body healed, tell him what you want. If you want your body healed, tell him what you want. If you want your body healed, tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. Oh, just call him up. Call him up and tell him what you want. You can call him up. Call him up and tell him what you want. You can call him up. Just call him up and tell him what you want. Oh, call him up and tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Thank you, thank you. If you want your sins forgiven, tell him what you want. Oh, if you want your sins forgiven, tell him what you want. If you want your sins forgiven, tell him what you want. Just call him up and tell him what you want. That's why we are here, TMC family. Call him up. Call him up and tell him what you want. We can call him up and call him up and tell him what we want. We can call him up and tell him what we want. We just can call him up and tell him what we want. Thank you, Father. We bless your name for the ability to just call your name and tell you what we want. Hallelujah. We've done it in the past, and you have heard our cry, and we thank you for it. So, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget, no, no, never. How can I forget what you've done for me? Hallelujah. How can I forget how you set me free? How can I forget how you brought me out? Jesus, I'll never forget. No, no, never. Jesus, I'll never forget how you saved my soul. Jesus, I'll never forget how you made me whole. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget, no, no, never. Oh, how can I forget how you set me free? How can I forget how you brought me through? How can I forget how you delivered me? Jesus, I'll never forget. No, no, never. Jesus, I'll never forget. No, no, never. You brought me out from the sin sick world. You set me free, and I never return. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget. No, no, never. I love you, Lord Jesus. And I...
Thank you this morning, Father God, for all that you do, all that you've done, Father God. Father God, we thank you for your son, Jesus, who you sent to die for our sins, Father God. Father God, we just thank you for protecting us all night long as we slept, Father God. Father God, we ask you to protect our children, Father God, from any harm, hurt, or danger, Father God. Father God, we just ask you to touch every situation, Father God, of everybody that's on the call this morning, Father God, for you know all things. You know all situations, Father God. Father God, we ask you for healing this morning, Father God. We ask you to mend broken hearts, Father God. We ask you to hug and care for the people that lost people, Father God, because everybody didn't make it this morning, Father God. But we thank you, Father God, for being who you are, Father God. Father God, we ask you to go in the hospitals, Father God, and be the healer that you are, Father God. Father God, go in the courtroom and be the judge that you are, Father God. Father God, we just thank you for all that you do, Father God, because you don't have to do it, but you did, Father God. Father God, we just thank you for giving us free will, Father God. We thank you, Father God. Father God, we can't do it without you. We need you each and every day, Father God. We need you every second, every hour of the day, Father God. Father God, we just thank you, Father God. Father God, we just ask you to touch our families, Father God. Father God, we ask you to touch the leaders around the world, Father God. Touch their mind, their body, their soul, their spirit, Father God, that they do right by your people, Father God. We thank you this morning, Father. We just can't thank you enough for all that you do, Father God. Oh, Father God, we ask you to touch the speaker this morning, Father God. As they prepare to bring the word, Father God, we ask you to bring forth your mighty spirit, Father God. Holy Spirit, we just usher you in right now. Oh, Father God, we just thank you. Now, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray this morning. Amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Host, are you there?
I am here, Brother Darrell, and I want to say thank you for seating and greeting us with such Jesus joy, and to Mother Pecola, Dr. Pecola, thank you for ushering us into the presence of the Lord with worship. And again, I say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. I am Prophet Ty, and I reside in the great city and state of San Antonio, Texas, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdom greetings. This call is all about the Master, and each day, Monday through Friday, we come together to hear a word for such a time as this and to give God the praise, glory, and honor that is due him each and every day. This call was started on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we know that when God gave the mission, he also gave the mandate, and that mandate is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And we know that our God is a God of order. So this call is founded on scripture, and that scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call with prayer, we end this call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. We have a website that you can visit to get all of the archived messages from the inception of the call, to see our speakers' bios, and if you have a request or a praise report, again, that website is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. There you will also find our theme for the year, and that is in 2021, God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenly, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. If you feel like you are being led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry and join this team as a psalmist, as Dr. Pecola did this morning, as a greeter, as Brother Darrell did, or if you feel like you can host, such as I'm doing, if you feel like God has given you a word for such a time as this, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back to you. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call held Monday through Friday by a group of dynamic leaders throughout artist life who give us vital information about the benefits of the wonderful artist life products. That number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-POUND. Today is Testimonial Thursday, and we will give you some more information about the call when we come back and I do the rest of the announcement. So I'm going to get out of the way so that our mouthpiece with the message straight from the throne room can come forward and bless our socks off. Today's speaker is none other than my very good friend, Minister Willa Peterson. Minister Willa has been married to Gerald for over 45 years and is the mother of three grown children, Javen, Keenan, and Macy, and the grandmother of two adorable grandchildren. In October of 2016, Minister Willa and Jerry retired to Tampa, Florida after living in their hometown of Oak Park, Illinois for 38 years. Minister Willa was a member of the Living Word Christian Center in Forest Park, Illinois until relocating to Tampa. Minister Willa also serves with the Justice Ministry, which seeks the fairness and equality for Tampa residents in Hillsborough County. Additionally, Minister Willa is a certified health coach and wellness educator. She has over 20 years of experience with knowledge of food that nourishes the body at the cellular level, as well as knowledge of the key ingredients to living a healthier, more productive lifestyle. Minister Willa overcame health challenges by changing her diet and making some day-to-day changes in her lifestyle, and therefore is passionate about her part to end the global health crisis. Minister Willa is excited about the new chapter in her life, and she is a woman after God's own heart. She is serving the Lord in Tampa, and we are just so glad that she is a part of our TMC family. I present to some and introduce to others my friend, Minister Willa Peterson. Minister Willa, are you there?
Yes, I am, Prophet Ty. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. The floor is yours.
Well, praise God. Thank you so much, my sister. Well, good morning, my TMC family. It is such a pleasure to come before you this morning to bring a word that the Holy Spirit has put on my heart to share with you today. Thank you, Dr. Pakola, for setting the atmosphere with those songs of Zion. Jesus is on the main line, and I'll never forget what he's done for me. Just took me back as I think about those songs to my grandma's church. And, you know, we think about what God has done for us. You know, it makes me think about the song, "My good days outweigh my bad days, and I will not complain." And I'm sure you, my family, can agree with that. Thank you, Brother Daryl, for greeting our family and for your powerful prayer. And I just love how you interject scripture verses throughout. So thank you for that nourishment you provided us this morning. And my dear sister, friend, Prophet Kai, thank you so much for hosting me this morning. You always have the joy of the Lord in your voice and for that warm introduction of me. And yes, Mr. Jerry and I have been married. We celebrated our 47th wedding anniversary last Tuesday. So thank you. Family, as I was preparing for my message this morning, I began to reminisce about my time here on the Master's Call. And it's hard to believe that I have been greeting and hosting on this call for nearly 9 years and ministering for nearly 8 years. So thank you, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Pakola, for affording me the opportunity to grow and to be used in ways that I would not have imagined 9 years ago. May God bless you richly as you continue to sow into the lives of others. Now, Holy Spirit, I invite your anointing over this call and over my message. Lord, please use me, your vessel, to declare what you have given me to say. Purge me, O Lord, of anything that is not like you. We bind Satan in the name of Jesus, and we loose your anointing that this call will go forth with clarity and that your children are blessed by the call. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, family, I ministered to you in April and May on the topic of blooming where you are planted. And I gave 3 points to consider as you're blooming where you're planted. The first point was to be fruitful. The second one was to make a difference. And the third one was to do what is right. I'm going to take time to delve and to take a deeper dive into each of these points of this series. And I will talk about one point today, and that means to be fruitful. To bloom where you're planted simply means to be productive in every situation of your life, even if it's not according to the plan that you have for yourself. You see, I am a planner. I pretty much have my schedule already mapped out for the week, and before my feet hit the floor, I have already rehearsed my day within my mind. Of course, I declare to God that this is His day, and I give my day to Him to be used by the way He would want it to go. However, I still envision what I am doing, how the day is going to go. In short, I see myself moving around throughout my day before it even started. Do my days in the way I envision with everything accomplished on my to-do list? Generally not. Do I yield myself to the Holy Spirit's guidance, although it is different from that which I had planned? I really do strive very hard to be obedient to His guidance. At the end of the day, do I feel I have been fruitful? Well, on some days more than others. So how are we to be fruitful? What does the Bible say about being fruitful? Well, let's go to John 15, verse 16, and it reads, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, He will give you." You see, Jesus said that He chose and appointed His disciples. This appointment was their marching orders, and guess what, family? It's our marching orders as well, and the orders of every Christian. Jesus wants every believer to bear fruit. That is, He wants us to live out the gospel, share the gospel, and win many to Him. He wants that fruit to remain and endure. In other words, the fruit we bear is not just for some days. It must be sustainable. But before we can carry out John 15, 16, we have to be mindful of John 15, 1 through 5. How can we be sustainable in the fruits we bear? Well, and I know you're all familiar with John 15, 1 through 5. It says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, He prunes, that we may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the fruit that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in the fruit, neither can you unless you abide in me." Verse 5. "I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." As the true vine, Jesus is our source of all life. Here, Jesus identifies two types of branches, those that bear fruit and those that are barren. In the Old Testament, the vine often represented Israel but usually in a negative sense, depicting Israel as unfruitful, and that can be found in Isaiah 5, verse 4. Isaiah's purpose was to bear the fruit of justice and righteousness. Believers in all times are the fruit-bearing branches referred to here. Branches cannot bear fruit independent of the vine. The fundamental truth about being a Christian is that we must be connected We must abide in Jesus. We are connected to the vine through spending time with God in worship, reading and getting to know his word, prayer, meditation, and welcoming in the Holy Spirit. As we do so, we are fully nourished and then can fully embrace the realization that Jesus chose and appointed you and me to bear fruit for the kingdom of God. Now, you and I both know that as we strive to be fruitful in the areas of your gifting and in the areas of being obedient to the Holy Spirit, distractions will come along to usurp the area in which God has called us to bear fruit and be fruitful. And that kind of reminds me of, well, I'm going to tell you, we must come against those distractions in the name of Jesus. And when I read about how there's some branches that are fruitful and then others that are barren, the barren branches I'm going to liken to one of the points I'm going to make that causes us not to be fruitful. That's a hindrance from our being fruitful. That is a distraction. And that is, we can have too many irons in the fire. Too many irons in the fire can cause us not to be fruitful. You have often heard it said, if you want a job done, get a busy person to do it. Everything you have a passion for, or everything, family, that you are, air quotes, voluntold to do is not God good or a God idea. There is nothing wrong with taking time to clearly understand what is expected of you and then letting whoever is voluntolding you to know that you will seek God on the matter and get back in touch with them. This is not one of those who don't call me, I'll call you situations. This is honestly going before the throne of grace and asking God for guidance in whatever you have been asked to do. Because our mission is to bear fruit, and we want to make sure we are bearing fruit from the right branches and from the right tree. You see, I found that to be true recently. I was asked to chair a committee that is very similar to the committee I'm chairing in another organization. Now, I have a passion for what I am doing as committee co-chair, and God has blessed our work with outstanding results. So this other organization asked me to share, as I said, a committee that was very similar. I agreed to do it because, as I said, I have a passion for our initiatives and for what they wanted to do. However, I did not ask how many meetings I would have to attend or the time that would be required. So about a month passed, and I did not devote any time to this committee because I didn't have any time left in my schedule to devote. I began to feel wearied and anxious and unsettled because I had done nothing. And that's not like me to be a part of something and not do anything. So during my devotion, I realized that this was not a God idea or a God good idea. And it would only take valuable time away from the work that I'm doing with other organizations and the other things that I'm doing that are God-centered. After speaking with the vice president of the organization who asked me to serve, she was more than understanding when I told her that I just couldn't do it. And she said that there were a lot of younger new members who had joined and who would be well suited for the position. Too many irons in the fire can cause you not to be well at anything. You heard the saying, that someone is a master of jack of all trades and a master of none. We do not want that to be us. You see, I did not exercise John 15:16 in this matter. Being connected to the vine, consulting God in all things, and waiting to hear from him will help us to be more fruitful in the things he has us to do. Distraction number two, listening to the wrong voices in your head and from others. John 10:27 says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." I am sure every one of you can relate to something that God has for you to do. You may be excited about doing whatever it is. However, it just seems so big and out of reach for you that you literally talk yourself out of it. You may even talk to people or family members, friends or family members about it whose faith and vision has not been stretched, and they validate your feelings of inadequacy. Family, please stop running to people who do not have faith to believe the vision God has given for you and the fruit he wants you to produce. After hearing from God about a matter and receiving confirmation, if you're having difficulty receiving how God wants you to bear fruit because of those voices you hear in your head or because of something that somebody has told you, you need to talk with someone. Share it with the person who has enough faith and who is excited about seeing you go to the next level. There are often people at this time when you have to just cut loose off. There are people, these people may even be family members who cannot share your vision or who are downing your vision. So be sure to get with those people who can encourage you. And guess what, family? Encourage yourself in the Lord. That's what David tells us we need to do. Distraction number three, fear. Fear not, for I am with you, it says in Isaiah 41:10. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. What a promise. And you see, this fear is also tied to listening to the wrong voices in your head. We don't need to do that. Whatever it is God has instructed you to do, you need not be fearful. There are so many examples in the Bible where there was fear, and that fear could have hindered many opportunities. Let's take a look at one of them, and that's Timothy. Paul had to admonish Timothy. In 1 Timothy 4, verses 12 through 16, and this is from the Message Bible, it says, get the word out. Teach all these things, and do not let anyone put you down because you're young. Teach believers with your life by word, by demeanor, by love, by faith, by integrity. Stay at your post reading scripture, giving counsel, and teaching. And that special gift of ministry you will be given when the leaders of the church laid hands on you and prayed and kept you dusted off and in use. You see, family, we have to focus on the ability that God has. Don't focus on your own situation and what you feel you are unable to do. Focus on God's sovereignty and the ability he has for you. And then carrying on, verse 15 through 16, says, cultivate these things, immerse yourself in them. The people will all see you mature right before their eyes. Keep a firm grasp on your character and your teaching. Do not be diverted, just keep at it. Both you and those who hear you will experience salvation. As a result, Timothy was used further in the gospel to bring about the glory of God, even though he was fearful. And we know the acronym for fear, false expectations appearing real. That's just all in our heads. And you've heard it said before that generally those things never even happen. So as I said, God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. I see I have one more minute. And I'm just going to briefly address the last distraction, and that is anger. Anger is a cancer that can not only distract you and me from being fruitful, but it can also affect our health. And so that's why we have to hold on to the scripture verse in Ephesians 6, 10 through 13 that tells us, finally, be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand, stand against the schemes of the devil. Because you know, family, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against spiritual wickedness and high places. And I'm going to stop it right there for that, because I experienced something very similar this week. My plan, as I told you, I'm a planner, and I had planned to get my message done, finished on Tuesday. Something happened that really hurt me, which totally took me off the course where I was going because I was angry. I was not fruitful. I could not focus on what it was God had me to do. But you see, I did not lean in on Ephesians 6, 10 through 12, knowing that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So when anger builds up to be a fruit, to keep you from being fruitful, put the word of God on it. That's what I had to do. Put the word of God on it. Tell God that great is he who is in you than he who is in the world. And as a result, the whole thing worked out just fine. And the person who had me so hurt and so angry called and apologized. And I did finish my message, which I'm going to conclude right now. So family, I pray that this message has been a blessing to you as we think about how we are to be fruitful and not let the distractions of too many irons in the fire, of listening to the wrong voices in our head, fear, and being angry come against what God has for you and me to do. Prophet Kai, back to you.
Thank you, Minister Willa, for that on word. We need to be fruitful and not be distracted. I will be calling you back for the benediction. But let us go to God in prayer for our prayer request first. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we thank you for this amazing woman of God who just came forward with this word straight from the throne room. Lord, we ask that you continue to be a hedge of protection around her. Continue to bless her and her family. Father, continue to give her the desires of her heart, Lord, as she delights herself in you. Lord, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you just continue to pour into her the virtue that you poured out to us with that message. Lord, we thank you for Dr. Piccola and Dr. Vanessa. Lord, we ask that you continue to keep their hearts and minds stayed on you, that you continue to bless them and be a hedge of protection around them and artist life and the Dead Zellion family. Father, you know every need, spoken and unspoken, and we ask you right now to meet those needs according to your power, the exceeding and the abundant, according to the power that worketh in them. Lord, we thank you right now for the TMC family. Lord, you know every need. You know every disappointment. You know every heartache, Father. And we just surrender and submit it all to you, and we place it at your feet, knowing that you have already worked it out for our good and your glory. We thank you in advance. We're not going to wait for the manifestation, but we're going to praise you right now because we know that you have already done it. Father, you knew every hair on our head before we were even conceived. And we thank you for loving us more than we can even love ourselves. We just want to make sure that we continue to honor you, that we continue to glorify you, and that we give you the praise that is due you. Father, we love you. We glorify your name. And we ask that you continue to be with our bereaved families, Lord. You know their sorrow. You know their heartache. Father, and we ask that you just comfort them right now in the name of Jesus. And we call it done. And we seal it in the blood of the Lamb. And we say amen. Amen and amen. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-POUND. So today is Testimonial Thursday, and it will be hosted by Director Deborah Smith. Again, if you want to hear the playback of this call, that number is 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-POUND. We are so thankful that each and every one of you have joined us here on the Master's Call, and we look forward to hearing you again on the call tomorrow. Minister Darrell, thank you for feeding and greeting us this morning. Dr. Piccola, thank you for ushering us into the presence of the Lord with praise and worship. And, of course, to my dear, sweet friend, Minister Willa, thank you for that on-time word. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Yes, thank you, Prophet Kai. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Well, praise God. Family, we are to bloom where we are planted by not having too many irons in the fire, by not allowing the negative voices we hear to distract us, by not being fearful or coming against the anger that will cause to us to be distracted from the fruit that God wants to produce in order for us to build up the kingdom of God. So, Lord, we just thank you that you have a mission and a purpose for each one of us, Lord. And, Father, as we go through our day, we ask that you allow us to be fruitful, that you allow us to bloom where we are planted. God, that we bind all those distractions in the name of Jesus because you've given us the authority to trample those things under our feet. God, we thank you for the authority that you have given us. We thank you, God, that you have made us the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, the lenders and not the borrower. We stand up as kingdom kids in the name of Jesus, walking full authority. Now, God, I ask that you continue to bless each and every person who's on this line this morning and those who could not be there, that you cover us with your precious blood as we go through our day being fruitful and blooming where we are planted. We give you praise and call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, family, as I always say, from my heart to yours, you just have to know that I love me some you. We hope to see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.